baby, I'm at the point in my life where I'm tired of playing games. I don't wanna settle down, I don't wanna buy a house, and I don't wanna change my last name. I don't wanna have your kids, I don't want the life to live. Never gave what it was supposed to give. I've been your superwoman for so long.
What's up, y'all? It's hunting season.
What's up? What's up? What's up?
Welcome back, y'all.
It's hunting season.
I got a song called Hunting Season. That's crazy.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, we got to hear that.
It's ferocious, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I love a
fucking
hunt.
My name is Ra Ali. What's yours?
Three of them, the God.
Oh. And you?
Oh, well, you know, I am your sexologist, bestie, but for this, since we're talking hunting season, you know, I like to be praying.
Ooh.
So, you know, yeah, pounce on this ass. Pounce on that pussy. Tackle me. Take me back. But be ready, because the switch up and get real lioness on you. I'm your sexologist, bestie, Cash.
And then here I go. My name is Louis, Mr. Don Quiloque. I need a name like that. Well, you can be Louis. The Don.
You gotta put the accent on the Don Quiloque.
Don Quiloque, arroz con pollo.
Yeah, you gotta put
arroz con pollo. Arroz con pollo.
Chuleta.
Chuleta.
Making it hungry in the
morning. Yeah, I was about to say, we eat it, y'all. Come on now.
Something is so wrong with us. But I'd like to welcome you all back for a brand new episode of On the Contrary.
Yes.
Welcome back.
Listen, make sure you guys check us out wherever you listen to podcasts. We are on Apple, Spotify, Google. We up in there. And watch exclusively at itsonsitetv.com. All right now, y'all. So, you know, quick fire.
Let's
this
go right,
one right
to
here.
It.
I'm going to lose some followers.
Really?
From this question, I'm sure.
Why?
Because a lot of the people that I'm upset be fantasizing.
Why don't you just lie?
Keep it real.
I'm going to be honest. Okay, listen, let me say this. For any of my followers who are not within the demographic when I answer this question, I want you to know that it's not personal, right? But I'm a black woman.
But you got
to
read the question.
Right? So I'm giving my prelude.
Prelude.
Before I say the question, oh. Bro, I'm trying to help them understand why they got to still love me.
Okay.
They will.
I don't discriminate on this love for anybody else, but just preference, okay? Question of the week, guys. Open fire, quick question. I'm sorry. Are you open to dating outside your race?
Mm.
Right? Do you judge interracial couples when you see them?
Mm.
Are you ready to embrace Asian women as your queens? And are you accepting white men as your kings? Are there any exceptions? I think we should start with this to my left.
Can y'all please put the camera on? Please put the camera on.
Hello, JDR here.
It starts to my left.
Let's go right there.
Sound about right, huh?
They're talking JDR.
Hello.
Question.
Okay, let's break it down one by
one. Are you open to dating outside your race?
Of course.
Do you judge interracial couples when you see them?
Yes, I do.
You know that was ever on the contrary.
I judge. All right. Shout out.
Are you ready to embrace an Asian woman as your queen?
Can't wait.
Are you accepting white men as the kings, though?
That ain't for me. But okay, I go.
Well,
with the
women
first
calling,
one.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, but that's weird.
What's the exceptions?
Yeah, it's weird.
If any.
Okay, the first one, do I date outside my race? Of course I do. But of course I put black women first at the highest level. But it gotta be the top blacks. It gotta be the intellectuals and have shit going on. I don't do no hood rat, nothing on no accord. So I'm gonna keep it pure like that. And in our race, it's kind of the hardest one to find and keep them submissive at the same time. So it's a difficult fight.
Oh, I hate that shit you just said.
Yeah, got to be. Or it ain't
gonna
work.
You live,
yeah,
are
you gonna be goddamn
opinions,
be searching around the rest of your life? Better bow down. But
trash,
boom. And then do I judge interracial couples? Of course. I find it weird when a black woman with a white dude, I just don't understand it. Look weird to me.
No.
What is you doing? Like, how is that taking place? You really doing that? You gonna let them up and like man, like master you down like that? See, if I'm a white woman, I'm getting my Emmett Till love, like my Nat Turner. I'm giving that back.
Wow, you got to vent this one
out
for me.
You know what I'm saying? I'm fighting back. You know what I'm saying? I'm taking advantage of the system for my people. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm ravaged. You know what I mean? And I ain't being nice. I ain't really treating her that way. So she'll allow me to go ahead and conquest and get her out of there and get in some of them pockets at the same time. She's going to have, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I judge.
I vented last week.
Okay.
I'm going to really hope that I could count on you this week.
Yeah, let's see. Yeah, let me go.
I can't.
Yeah, and do I embrace Asian women as my queen? I guess that's just saying like a race in general. But I love Asian women. They got the best vaginas. I'm not gonna lie. That's my personal opinion. They got an extra clam on there. When you go in there, it like sticking in there, and it like won't let it go until you want it to let you go. You know what I'm saying? So
question
yeah.
Question is, are they your excuse queen, me. Sir?
Excuse me. No. Before he gets to, before he gets,
I'm
to
on
that.
A rampage. Y'all gonna
before
stop
he gets
me.
To that, you telling me that Asian. Excuse me. I can't even say it because it's such a
yeah,
it's
so preposterous.
It's so preposterous.
Yeah,
are you telling me
yeah.
that Asian is better than black?
Black women f*** you the best, but I'm just telling you, women, Asian women got a different component inside their vaginas.
No, they don't. They just f*** small dick because that's what they got in their culture.
Okay, I don't, I ain't no scientist. I'm going with what I feel when I'm up in there.
You ain't going to insult the black woman.
Hey, I ain't insulting nothing. Brother. I said they f*** the best. But anatomy is anatomy.
On a more serious note, this actually makes sense.
Okay, let's go.
What Cash just said was, it's not that they have...
It's the culture.
It's not that they have a different clamp.
Yeah.
It's that the men that they're sleeping with have smaller penises.
I've heard that.
So maybe now when you come in as a 10-incher.
Yeah, with the girth and veins. Don't forget that. Good circumcision.
With the girth and veins yeah. in the mushroom.
Mushroom top, yeah.
Now you're entering, it's like being in a place that's never seen anything
for
like
sure.
that at all.
Yes.
And maybe that's what it feels. In addition to the fact that they have extremely small frames.
And inverted cervices.
I feel that I'd be disrespecting my profession if I didn't say something to you on this one.
Let's go.
Vaginas, right, when worked out, when people do your Kegels and your exercises and you're keeping mm-hmm. your vagina in good shape. Also, women who sit for long periods of time, a lot of people working from home, make sure you get up and you work that because naturally your walls are going to be a little bit different. Mm-hmm. Every has the ability to, and I'm going to say, actually, let me scratch that. Every vagina has the ability to be that level of tightness mm-hmm. if they're working it and they're active and they're all of those types of things. It's right.
Or not using it.
Right, or not using
it. I never said nothing about
right,
tightness, though.
Right.
Go ahead.
But you said it's an extra clamp.
Yeah,
because
when you go in, it's a squeezing thing. So I'm not...
Squeezing is the pelvic floor.
Yeah. So yeah, but
so
it's like...
A
it's
Kegel
a dip, yeah, yeah. So it's different. Like, I haven't had that with too many black women. Because some have it, mm-hmm. but I'm telling you, almost every time I've been with an Asian girl, they got that extra squeeze thing. It's something there that's doing that.
It's the pelvic floor. I'm telling you.
Okay.
It's the pelvic floor, which is a muscle.
Right.
And like any muscle, you go work out, these muscles can get bigger.
Boom.
They could get small. Right? So it really comes down to a person utilizing the muscle and working it.
Right.
Most women.
Doing it right now.
Yeah, you can
okay,
do it
bam.
Right now. You know, let me tell you something. You got that type of vagina that could be a Hoover vac or ejected.
Right.
That's what we talk about.
Yes.
Cash, come over here, fellas.
Because
what I got to do
is I keep one finger short to stay up
right.
in that. So
right.
I got to hold us down. There's no way. Listen, you could say we could be ghetto. We could be uneducated. We could have bad credit. You could say we don't cook.
Break it down.
But don't insult.
Try to insult the black vagina.
How did I insult it? Can someone tell me how I insulted it? I'm waiting because I hear this all the time.
We are
and I said
nothing.
Because
now.
When it stopped, when I got to draw the line somewhere,
about
it got to be for our equal rights.
When we respond,
come on.
We got the gene,
this
baby,
is,
that created
this
all.
This is
what's
the part.
Up?
Right, right.
This is the part
right,
that
right.
gets serious. You know how I feel about when we start talking about our work.
Mm-hmm. Come on, let's go.
Ain't nobody like ours.
This is what I'll be talking in the other episode. You say you want a penis to feel that, right? I felt it many, many, many times. So I'm coming from a different perspective. Pardon me. You can't
no.
feel what I feel.
No.
And you never will.
No.
I would say that vice versa.
Why is not having this?
You know what I'm saying?
This cash.
Listen to me.
I'm
no,
standing on
no.
it, too. Both ankles.
Listen to me. Listen to me.
Cemented in ground. And we could take a poll. I done did polls, and it's going to be on my side. I know.
But you willing to... The question is, are you ready to embrace Asian women as your queen?
I embrace all women as queens that need to be special. And I know white
as
ones. I'm
your
sorry.
Your queen.
As mine, yeah.
Okay. All right. Cool, all right. Let's just get it going, okay? Because this is going to be hot.
You see why I said it's quick fire for 10 minutes?
All right.
Got to be fast.
But I will answer the question.
Are you open to dating outside your race? Okay, if you were not married.
I've done it. Do I judge?
Do you judge interracial couples when you see them?
I don't give a what the they doing.
Okay. And are you ready to embrace Asian women as... Not your queen. We know who your queen is. But hypothetically, would you embrace an Asian
assuming,
woman as your
queen? Like
you
said,
you
hypothetically,
right.
Every woman has an opportunity, depending on how I feel at the moment. That's just what it is. Like, I'm open for all races. You know, there's no real, nothing would stop me from attempting it.
No discrimination,
okay.
basically.
Absolutely not.
Okay, so there are exceptions.
None.
Okay. Mm-hmm. For me... There's gonna be a lot of girls gonna be like, Cash, you so stupid. These white men, like, you need to get you at this to get the
that. Yeah, right, yeah.
Answer the question, are you open to dating outside your race? It's a no.
Good.
Yeah, black for me, baby.
Good.
And by listen, by black men, we talk about Caribbean.
Come on now.
All of that. Because, you know, because listen, as long as you're out here proud of your blackness or whatever the right. case is, but, you know. Do you judge interracial couples when you see them? Initially, yes, and then I check myself. Right? Yeah. I do believe in love being love. I ain't mad at nobody for that. Just because it's not for me, don't mean it ain't for nobody else. But right. I'm going to be honest. I don't like seeing black men with white women and vice versa. I just don't like seeing it, right? Call me Dr. Umar out there.
Umar Johnson.
Out there bunny hopping.
Where that school at, boy?
You know what I'm saying? But to me, just to me, I can't erase what I know or whatever the case is. And so,
but we're making black kids, though, when we do that. So you got to think about that. We kind of populating
the people. Are you? But are you?
Yeah.
Are you?
For sure.
Now, don't get me wrong. I know we got a lot. It happens. It happens. The question is, do you judge them? And I'm being honest.
True.
I do.
Yep.
Initially. Mm-hmm. I stop myself and say, that ain't my business later or whatever the case is. Yeah. But at the same time, I'm a black woman who grew up in a household with strong black men and influence, whatever the case is. I refuse to succumb to them saying all our men ain't shit. I got two sons that I'm raising. And if I make that statement, I'm talking about them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the pro.
Got to put the fist up.
It's Black History Month.
Damn right, February.
We can't be in February talking about, you could go on another no.
R.I.P. Malcolm X.
But, okay, and are you ready to embrace, that's not really relevant for me. Are you accepting a white man as your king? I think it's obvious. I think a white man could be a king for his woman.
Yeah, for a white
but
woman.
Not my king, because my king is black, and the black of the berry.
Talk to him.
The more I'm going to drink that mother thing.
Drink the juice.
And y'all know I love to
and just go to sleep, don't gargle or nothing after.
The only thing white in my mouth is his semen.
Come on now.
I'm sorry.
Go there. Don't be sorry. That's helpful.
And healthy, apparently.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Let me tell you something. Less than one calorie when they come in your mouth. There are things like magnesium, zinc. It is good for your skin. When they say rub it on your face for a facial,
I saw the girl did the ice cubes. Yeah,
in the semen, and you can actually, you know, as long as it's your man and they eat well, because we're not talking about you MSG consuming.
Yeah, you gotta keep it organic.
If it's and it tastes good when it's fresh, you know. Okay, we're not there. I'm sorry, y'all.
Eat pineapples.
It's crazy because we can sit here and fight and then we be agreeing 2 seconds later.
That's how you do it in life. That's how you do it, baby. You got to keep it real. Because you got to understand, it's all about communication and conversation. If you can't say what you say, you can't get it back, then what type of person are you?
And we are a cast that really genuinely likes each other.
You got to keep it real.
And we respect each other's opinion. Even if we don't agree, it's like everybody's entitled. So, all right, Rod, if you were not, she tired of this question because she tired of you. I'm just kidding. If you were not a married woman, would you be open to dating outside your race?
Yes, I would.
Okay. Do you judge interracial couples?
I don't want to see that. Not no white man.
Make
other
sure
other people I wouldn't care.
Make sure y'all flash the camera back when you ask.
I don't want to see my black women with no white men. I don't care.
Yeah, flash the camera back.
I'm standing on that.
That should be the.
I don't want to see my black lady with no white men.
Go ahead, ask me again.
Are you open to dating outside your race, Ron?
Yup.
Ooh. You talking about Caucasians? You gonna be able to Caucasian man?
I'm open. If I wasn't already taken, I'd be open.
Oh, hell no.
To all of it. For me, you know what I said about the pink penis. That's why.
I struggle with that.
Like, I genuinely struggle with that. Like the sight of it, I can't get aroused with that. So,
do you
judge interracial couples when you see them?
I don't judge other couples
at all.
I don't. I look at, sometimes I've seen black men, and I've seen them with maybe not the most, you know, attractive white woman, and I might see them and think to myself, this is a situation where she's probably taking care of him or doing something for him. But if I see two people that I feel that are different races that are equally yoked, it doesn't bother me at all. I just kind of just
let
see
it go.
Them as humans. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then are you accepting, would you have accepted a white man as your king?
Whoa. The term king is a bit much.
Come on now, you say
I want to make organic man so bad.
I feel you, sis. Yeah, but But come on over to the dark side.
I wish, but I can't. Literally.
You can't do that.
Literally, the dark side.
I could not see him as my king.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I could respect that.
Yeah, I could respect that, too. Okay. If y'all see me with Dolly Parton, just let me get that. Come, we know what we're doing. Let's get that.
Dolly is crazy.
Let me get that.
Dolly Parton.
We know what we own.
Come on, JDR.
We eating double feed the whole block.
She out there bringing you some country corn.
I'll be out there boots, with the boots on.
Y'all know
out there square dancing. Take care of the hood.
We see JDR with Dolly Parton.
Man, it's up.
Mind
we
your
eating.
Business. Mind your business.
Please do.
Yeah, let me tell you something. We have too much fun with the serious topics over here. But listen, we getting real serious. So the city girls and the city boys, sit this one out, y'all. Because we do got some single listeners. We were just saying that a second ago. Like people want to hear our perspectives on different things because the dating pool, from what I hear, is out there on. But there are people who want real companionship. They want a real partner.
Yeah.
So, first up, this is a good question, guys. Where do you actually find a quality man or woman? Like, you know, where they at?
At the bar at the Four Seasons Hotel.
Good answer.
You went right in on that one, but she had that locked and loaded.
Answer. Sorry, city girls.
That was a good one.
That was a tip for the city girls on the low, too.
Oh, the wink.
Yeah.
Don't look there.
Y'all better listen. Y'all better listen.
Yo.
Y'all better listen. I would say you find them.
I was wondering why I see all those
quality women.
I do see a lot of women at them hotels, like bars. I was like, what? And they be dressed all up.
Oh,
damn.
Baby. Oh,
I
baby.
Just, okay. I thought I was tripping.
Baby.
I'm like, why the f*** she dressed
there
up like she about
to. Home Depot. Find you a man that own a good contract company.
I'm tripping. The man, what the fuck called?
Mandarin Oriental?
Yeah.
Well, you know you love you an Oriental.
Hey, everybody be calm.
Really? That was shady.
Like these women dressed up like at the bar. Okay, I get it. Yeah,
you
makes
know,
sense.
But people dress up for that. Women get dressed up to go to the supermarket.
Right.
They get dressed up to go to Home Depot.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. Home Depot is a dangerous place for a taken woman.
Mm.
They just be,
they
a
be in there. Damn.
Dropping their own trucks with their own names on them.
Businessman.
Just contractors, knowing that he over there looking at blueprints. Looking
he ain't playing. Damn, that's a
you
good
feel
one
me?
Too. Y'all
it's
ladies
a dangerous
better pay attention.
Place for a woman. You got tools and you know how to
can
use them.
Can you really
them?
Find someone
that's
in those
crazy.
Places or just see them?
Oh, no, you can
that's
find
true,
them.
Too.
But they're working. They're not really. I feel
not necessarily,
like,
because you're going to tell me that as a man. I don't care. Even if you was going to the Home Depot to get some tools, you saw a woman walk through that store that caught your eye. That means that just because you're there picking up a screwdriver, you're going to be
okay,
like,
well, I would answer this.
I'm here for the screwdriver today.
I'm going to answer this for the quality
man,
men.
Might got a nudger.
If we're working, right, and we're trying to get a job done, this is what pays our bills. We don't have time for that.
No, I'm not talking about the employees.
No, the man working, picking up
the shit. Damn, you're just going to throw the employees aside. Come on now. Goddamn. Shout out to the employees.
So, can I be trans? When we say this, women who go to Home Depot are not looking for the employees at Home Depot. They're looking for the men shopping at Home Depot.
The big contractor owners.
$400 tool cases.
Yeah, yeah.
$600 power tools.
They're not there for that. So, a quality person is... So like, you see them, oh, like, wow, he looks like, you know, but you're going to have to hire him. Let me hire that man. Let me get the number
well,
of his truck.
I don't know, Lou. I disagree because I'm saying, you telling me you can't kill two birds with one stone? You can't go pick up your power tools
absolutely.
And see a woman as a single contractor, available bachelor man, right, or whatever the case is, see a beautiful woman walking through this tool store looking helpless that you can't potentially
absolutely.
Help her?
I'm going to give you an example. What I do for a living, right, I see people. Every day, baddies, whatever the case may be, right? Now, in my work element, if they come see me to handle their business, my job is to help them handle their business, not
to
try.
That's your client. That's coming in.
Right, but you can become a client in a Home Depot. Like you can become that
yeah,
client
he can come
by
fix your
the
roof.
Yeah. There's
no clog your pipe.
You gonna see them.
Yeah.
You gonna see them going
past.
And that's
out
what
of
it
here.
Is. I feel like
sometimes
you
it's all clogged
space.
Up. I want him to go and put his finger in the pipe and make the water.
What
come
if you
down?
Were single, Louis?
Yeah.
And a woman comes to you in your profession, and she's like, "Hey, Louis, the quiero is the I need help with this. Could you help me?" But the opportunist in you.
At the time.
Oh, shit. Ron coming
see?
Crazy today.
The opportunist
that's, that's a good
that's
point,
a
though.
Great word.
At the time, yes, absolutely. It wouldn't matter what I was doing.
Damn right.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to do me like, oh, listen. Put my number. I'm going to give you my
for
business
sure.
card, but my number is...
The
on
one
the business
you
card.
Yeah, because we're talking about the single people. This is not about the people
yeah,
who...
Yeah, I get it.
Because
yeah.
now your eyes are trained not
to... To find somebody quality. Like, yeah. meaning you're out there looking for someone, it should be in your safe space. Guess what? If you go to the library, if you're studying, the person that may be quality for you may be studying right across the hall.
But would you not consider Home Depot to be a quality place for a contractor? That's
no, for a contractor. But that's what I'm saying.
But
you won't see them. But you're not going to stop them. You're really not going to be in there like, oh, I see him.
Are you let kidding me?
Oh,
women.
You, like I said, you guys are
you
different
walk up,
breeds.
You walk up right. to you walk y'all up different. To him. I don't give a, let me, I'm going to give y'all school y'all real quick. Because even if you know, you don't know. I'm a strong I could carry all my bags. I could put a bag bed on my back. But I'm going to act as weak as can be. If you in Hope Dome Depot, I don't give a if you know what tool you looking for. You don't know. If you see him, you don't know. You go yeah. over to him and you say, can you help me? Turn your eyes on, ladies. Can you help me? I'm trying to find a tool that I can use for this. I know this thing says watts. I don't know what any yeah. of that is. Can you
in
help
fact,
me?
Can you actually come and put do my bed together yourself?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All that works, too. And us guys would know you're doing that, and we understand.
And
me,
yeah,
we don't come in for
okay.
the kill.
But
yeah,
me,
we come in for the
single,
kill. No, it's good.
Me, single, I actually really do need you to put me. I'm not even
right.
Okay.
Not even trying to be an asshole.
I ain't even trying to be funny. Yeah. Because yeah. I was going to have a handyman come. But since I already know you want this work, you can put the bed together. You can
two
take
birds
me get something
stone.
To eat.
Right.
And now
we might be finding our future. You know, that's why I'm serious.
Yeah. Of course
it would. But let me tell you why I would. Because men are not used to being truly approached in those ways. A lot of people are not that confident. Y'all are used to being the prey.
The hunters.
A woman, yes.
Yeah.
So a attractive woman
yeah.
comes up to
it's
you.
It's over with, yeah.
Right?
All it takes is a little nudge and we're going to bite down. Right.
But
what
is
you
end
looking
result
good?
There? Is the end result a relationship?
Okay.
It can be. It can be.
Just, yeah. It
and
could
this
be.
Kids is how I met your father.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
No, it can be. Because the conversation can brew after that, you know? Yeah. And so you never know. It depends on that person's intention. But, like, if you're just trying to break the ice.
Yeah, it helps.
It's a, good it's a flirting. I'm flirting with you. Yeah, my yeah. pipe is clogged. And
crazy. Hey, for me, though, I say this, though. Like, I still believe in, like, the Instagram and all that. You know what I mean? I think Instagram is very, very good, too, because if a person has quality, you can look through, you know what I'm saying? Especially,
yes.
especially, you know what I mean? If they got enough thing on their Instagram,
yeah.
you can really see who they are, you know what I mean? And they can see
well,
that.
Who
I
they
can
want,
who
or
they present,
or
themselves.
They present themselves. Yeah, enough yeah. that you could get that introduction is basically already there. So I know most of the time I go through Instagram still to this day in life. So it works for me very, very
listen,
well.
Listen,
so,
ladies, there yeah. are some gems
yep.
in the DMs.
Yep, it is. That's what because I don't go out nowhere. I be chilling, so. Yeah, you still get on them apps and get right.
Mm-hmm. I actually met my current partner on a dating app.
Yeah.
And it was funny because I didn't, same reasons that you just mentioned on social media were the exact reasons that I didn't want to meet a person on social media.
Yeah.
I have dated a person mm-hmm. that I met. Because sometimes you see a little icon and you be like, oh, I'm curious what yep. that expansion of that picture looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And even if I have no intention of dating them, I still might click it just to kind of.
Yep.
But on the dating app, it gives you a little bit of info for a person mm-hmm. who takes a little effort to fill it out. And you get to have a conversation, and I could decide if I want to give you a direct point of contact with me and speak further. Only thing is it can get overwhelming.
Yeah.
So for me, if you ain't messaged me in the first 24 hours of creating that account, you likely not going
to make and like, that used to be weird, people on dating. I never did them, but I usually make fun of motherfuckers. But now I can understand because it's a different climate, COVID, So people use those to, you know, branch out and talk to
and
people.
I'm busy.
Now, yeah, now it's a real vital, you know, part of, you know, dating now. I don't even look people crazy anymore.
It's a tool.
It definitely a tool.
It's a tool.
Especially I got a couple people that use it, a secret weapon, just to be lying like they got there.
It happens.
I go in on that motherfucker.
Right, so you got to pay attention, so, you know, whatever.
Cheating. But some people really
let me tell you, it's so funny because my friend, her husband, that's how we call him. Because I was on a dating app, and he came up as a match.
That happens. So some guys use their advantage, and they just want to just get women. But it is a
tool. The question of finding a quality, like, man or woman, it's so funny. I was having this conversation with some friends about this, and I was saying, you know, you in a party, in a lounge, in a club, it's not necessarily the environment.
Right.
You know what I mean? I do agree with what you said, Lucy, to some degree, because I do like to find people with common hobbies. Like, I got a nerdy side. I'm a gamer. I happen to be in a space where I'm gaming, I met somebody there, at least I know we have an initial connecting point.
Yeah.
Whether it's down, I used to play golf. Certain things can be... Hobbies can be a good way.
The gym is a good one too. But I don't do it too much. Like talk to girls in gym, especially. I'm just gonna try to slide or something because now it's awkward. I come back to my station where you there bug eyed. No, I just hit you one time. I don't ever want to do it again. And I'm saying I bless you once, baby. You know what I mean? Banishment, you know.
We'll always talk about blessing and
release. Yeah, you in there working out, she just staring bug eyed. Hey, it's over. Don't come by.
Let it go, Rob.
One and done.
That's a good point though. You said just safe space, but that same safe space can turn into the space that you like.
I gotta go to a whole new gym. That's why I was getting.
Can't even go to that library anymore.
Funny as hell.
Just sitting there staring at you. Damn it. Cancel my relationship. Cancel my membership. Get out of here. Goddamn.
You doing your curls and shit.
Hey, she kept tapping. God damn it.
What are some of the places to avoid when you're trying to find a quality person? Like, where you absolutely don't want to go.
Definitely that.
The strip club.
Yeah, the whole club scenario.
You ain't nothing but a hoochie mama. Hood rat, hoochie mama.
Break it down,
You ain't nothing but a hoochie mama.
That's all they is. That's all they is. That's all
they is. And when that comes on, all the bitches that you see bend over and twerk, eliminate them.
You have to.
Come on, champ. You know what my favorite is?
You can see
everybody. It's the ones who, like, do it real quick, like they twerk for 2 seconds.
I caught
and they
you
like they stop.
Right, especially they open them legs and really pop that. You don't take one pop.
I'm the bitch in the corner egging the strippers on. I don't know what it is, but she'll be magnets to the strippers. I'm like, get that butt. I'm gonna fuck that chair up though. I tell you something.
Yeah, they stand up, open that thing up.
They always do.
They always do.
It's like a trend on Instagram.
That's crazy.
Where you stop. You're like, stop. Yeah, or the one where they pull a friend's skirt down because they going up like, bitch.
Too late.
You know you want to, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And it's,
we all know it's cliche that when he drops back that ass up, goal is to surrender all of the ball-headed scallywags.
There it goes. Even our mamas and grandmamas hit their leg for that one
for that one right there.
That beat drop.
I would say any place that you're going to complain about them being all the time later. Right? Mm. Like, you meeting a person, they a club life, you know what I'm saying? Then you know they club life.
Yeah, that's
and
a good
you mad because they always clubbing. You know what I mean? Like, that's where we met. That's where we start. So I don't, plus I feel like when people go out and they having drinks or whatever, 9 times out of 10, you know the goal is to see what a night can. So I would avoid spaces where you don't have an opportunity to have a real connection.
I don't agree, actually, believe it or not. Okay. I think that none of these places are off limits.
Okay.
They're not ideal, but I don't believe that they're off limits because you might meet, because if you've been there, you're a quality person, you've been there, we're all quality people.
Yeah,
but you're talking about goddamn one in a billion situations. Yeah, that can happen. Anything can happen.
I know you one of them ones, but saying.
No, I get that. But you be talking about ideal. It's not ideal.
Because at the end of the day, our peers at some point have been in these environments.
Yes.
So you could possibly very well meet.
I know, but it's a small percentage. Like,
but it's still a percentage.
They're gonna be ran through by the time they really find it. You don't want to do that.
I feel like they less likely.
If a woman goes to the club, I met this guy a long time ago, and I remember like it was yesterday. It was like a crowded club. This was really a long time ago. I was young, and he walked through the crowd. And he came to me and he was like, "What's your name?" And I looked and I was like, "Wow, I really found him to be extremely attractive, really." And I was like, "Hey," and I answered, and it was like one of those things where I'm like, "Wow, he really looks good."
Mm-hmm.
And God is my witness. I am not kidding you guys. There's nothing. We haven't. It's been years and years and years. We are still cool. Only on Instagram. We don't speak on text messages or call. For real, I'm not trying to paint myself out to be no listening? Angel. But he's a good dude. He actually is. I don't know if they're actually married or if they're just together. But he's with a woman. She's like a Filipino woman.
Uh-huh.
And they have two beautiful daughters. They have two beautiful
See, good guy.
like extremely beautiful daughters, mm-hmm. and their daughters are models. And like he's a good man. They portrayed himself.
What you talking about? Two outliners. Like you're an outliner. He's an outliner. You talking about one in a billion situations?
It's not, that is not one in a billion at the club.
It is. Yes, it is. Like serious. Like a serious situation. Like come on.
It's not one in a billion.
I think
that it's less likely than some of the other spaces we might have talked about or whatever the case. I mean, I agree. You
anything
can't
can happen.
Chance anything is subject to chance that you can meet someone at any given moment and have.
But
that
I mean,
sort
you
of
going
stuff.
Out and looking. Don't go no damn club or no strip
especially
club.
Especially if you ask us this shit. You asking us?
Anywhere.
Don't go there.
Facts.
It can happen.
Right.
Is it likely to happen?
No.
It's less likely, right?
It's a lottery. Nah. Like anybody, somebody got to win, right?
Exactly.
It ain't going to be your ass. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I like
well,
that.
I,
it's
I'm
like the lottery.
I'm curious, though. All right. So okay. What would be your, maybe if we could pick one or two things that you would say helps identify someone who may be a quality partner. Like if these are traits you see that says this person's a quality, you know, partner or potential.
Oh, my God. Can I answer this one?
Yes.
You got to find an opportunity to not disclose that you've went in their phone and you have to read the conversation that they're having, the conversations that they're having with their homeboys.
That's cruel.
I'm just saying.
The conversations with the friends are always
but,
right
but that
right
ain't. But let me tell you something.
That's crazy.
That ain't for the week.
That's a golden ticket.
That's not for the week.
Yeah.
Because you can't. You have to be able to control yourself. You cannot do that and then be like, "Oh, so you told Gerard that you can't do that." You
got
to be able to control yourself. So no matter what, you are a couple steps ahead.
Because
that truth lies in the messages with the homies.
I also think that the truth lies in, and
that's
I'm sorry, y'all.
One.
What y'all don't see is that off cam, Toya pulled up and says, "You know what? I'm here for this wisdom."
Tyra.
Tyra.
You think
it's Toya?
Because
I'm
Toya.
We always talk. I'm sorry,
yeah.
Tyra. Yes, Tyra pulled up and she said, "You know what?
That's
I'm here
wild.
For the, on behalf of the singles, and I would
that
like
gives,
to."
That gives organic chills.
It
you gotta,
though,
you gotta watch.
Though.
You gotta see.
Damn, that's crucial
that's
though.
Crazy.
That's
yeah,
dope.
But you know what else?
Come on, now.
I think
that's
the other
real.
Thing
you gotta
is,
watch and see what the code is.
Mm-hmm.
This is some serious investigation.
You gotta watch and see what the code is. You gotta.
Right.
It shouldn't take you no more than a couple days. Because if you don't look every time, if you don't look every time, then he'll say, "Oh, she don't pay attention to when I put my code in."
Mm-hmm.
So women that be like. Now he look on, he like, damn, now he's on defense. Now he's changing it.
Yeah.
If you look in other places, you act like you're not paying attention. Oh, but you know, whatchamacallit has said that, and you might catch the first two that time. Then you wait later, and you get the other two.
Guys, change
you
your code every 2 days. Guys, change
your
code.
Take your time.
I'm here for counterintelligence. Change your code every 2 days, guys. Every 2 days, change your code,
and
no matter what.
And don't go looking for text messages with women.
Like it's the Federal
don't
Reserve.
Go looking for text messages with females. Looking for text messages. Well, let me see what girl he's talking to. Because whatever he's saying to her is likely not true.
Yeah,
he's lying.
Yeah,
it's not real.
I agree in that.
What he's saying to his homies,
that's real.
You go straight to them. Search your name at the top.
Especially catch a group chat.
If your name is Melissa, put Melissa. Every time the word or name Melissa was mentioned, all those messages
it comes
pop
up with
up.
All of them coming up in
it. Put the
really
keywords.
Like
an email
search
that,
any word.
That's crazy.
If it came up in a message or a conversation, any conversation with those
on
words.
On iPhones or Androids.
This is all.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Because a lot of them add
so
search.
So is it about what he
now.
Say about you or
they
just in general what he talk about?
You want to see what he's saying in general because that's going to tell you who that
facts.
Man is.
Yes.
Well, I tell
so
you,
if
I
he's talking to his, if he's talking to his homies
about
and he's like, what's up? Are we going to, let's just say BBQs on Friday? He'd be like, yeah, last week it was some work in there.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Now you know that when they go to BBQs on Fridays, this is what
entail.
They're looking
going
for.
To do. They on the prowl.
That's heavy.
So it's not even about what he did yesterday or what he said to some female. You know what his purpose is as a man, what he's looking to do.
I think you gotta get him. I think
I get it. It's good information. That's tough.
I think without pushing it too far, I identify quality when they angry.
Angry.
How a person handle their anger tell right. you a lot about them. Not necessarily right. they gotta be mad at you, but like if you put somebody on pressure and you see how they move, that's one thing I need to see.
Yeah.
Because you could see a person who's a total angel and then becomes a total nightmare. Yeah. You'd be like, I did not know that I was with
Mr. Jackal and Dr. Hyde.
That's
whatever.
A vulnerable moment.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank
but
you,
let
Lewis.
Me tell you something.
Thank you.
Do you not love you look, I'm gonna tell you the truth mm-hmm. because I love my partner more when I'm mad at them than when I'm not. And this I was always taught my grandfathers, my uncles. That you gotta love yeah. that you gotta love harder in anger. Then you
different.
Have to do when it's not, because at the end of the day, anger is a temporary emotion. And sometimes you can say some in anger that they can't unhear, that they can't whatever. Meaning, not to say that I'm not going to be angry, I'm not going to express my but I got to be more conscious about, I love this person, I care about this person. I don't, my goal is not to endorse hell all, but to get my off my chest. But after this, I still want to sit back and, you know, whatever, whatever. So I think if a person gets angry and all bets are off with you, they don't practice any restraint.
You know, that's difficult. That's a level of control that a lot of people do not have.
Right.
And angry, I don't want
any type of emotion allows you to do things that you probably wouldn't do had that emotion not been present.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you this. I dealt with a person who was very, very calm demeanored or whatever the case is. Right, going through a little something. Anger necessarily wasn't with me, but it came out towards me, and that's okay. Because as a partner, sometimes you're the person who gets the energy,
punching bag, yep.
right? But when what I saw him do was this,
oh,
right,
that's heavy.
And I don't give a what's going on. If your anger could provoke you to get your hands up and do one of those, because that's triggering for me. Right?
Me too. You got to
yeah,
goddamn.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
Thank
you. Jump on your little,
thank you. Thank you.
Calm it down.
Thank
it's all right. It's all right. I have somebody who I'm very serious about and I'm intentional about right now. So it's important to me that I show that respect, but I'm still the same popping that you all know and love. And he knows that too. And
that's
so does. Yeah. That's why I still got my subs.
Yeah, I got to have them.
Got plenty of, and I'm still recruiting if any woman is interested.
Here we go.
Gangs.
okay.
If any woman
okay. That's what I'm talking about.
Is still interested.
Don't fail me, Cash.
Come over here
down,
and get that ass
this
spanked.
This is what I'm talking about.
I got you, my nigga. If you still want to get that ass spanked, I keep this finger short for you right here.
Oh,
I got finger.
Crazy.
I don't know what's happening, y'all.
And the quality, I think, the quality in a woman to know a good relationship, I say listening skills. So, like, the small things they pick up when you're having conversations are like, you know, like you were saying one time that they pick up certain things, like you like a certain drink and
yes.
you come home, it's there, or you told her I don't like this in passing, they catch it and they clean that up for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's a beautiful thing. Small things mean a lot, especially
off.
To a guy with communication and understanding and listening. We pay attention to that. We appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
So listening skills is on a high level on the entry for sure.
Yeah.
I love
okay.
that. I
okay.
love that.
And they act on
the
yeah. see, you know what I'm saying? Because that's, you know, so
take
I
take care
I,
of me,
I
baby.
Definitely.
So this week we don't have a question of the week because you guys didn't send one in. What's happening, guys? Send us in your questions. You have so much to say in the comments.
Right.
You have to actually send us the information. And here's how you do so. We're ready and willing to mind in your business. Hit us up at 718-635-1994. Leave us a voicemail, or you can shoot us a DM at @ontheContrary_podcast on Instagram. All call and DMs will be shared anonymously, so don't worry about being put on blast. We wouldn't do that to you. While you're at it, please like, comment, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Put all your notifications on so that you receive our latest content.
Yes.
Okay.
Do that.
And now it's time for the get it off your chest.
Yes. Get it off the chest.
Okay.
I got
I guess
it. I got it.
I guess he was under fire this episode, so he's.
Go ahead, Mr. Organic.
Yeah, y'all
it's
told me
mind.
Up, but it's okay. I'm with the conversation.
We
it
love,
doesn't bother
we love,
me.
It's all love.
You know what I'm saying? We all got different perspectives. But get off my chest. It's just people in general, right? People be so ungrateful for things they were grateful for initially, right? They pray for something, they get it, now they don't like it no more. Or they change the course, they want bigger and better for the exact item they prayed for, and they got it now. Now I want more. Like, be thankful what the you got.
Wow, that's
or they
great.
Get a job,
man,
they feel
good.
Like 9 applications, put on a tuxedo and lied on the application, get the job. Then after 2 weeks of having, they want to complain. You know what I'm saying? Like, no.
He said lied on the application.
Oh, they definitely lied. And then just be grateful for the things that, you know what I'm saying, you were grateful for. Mm-hmm. You could, of course, have bigger ambitions and want more, but at the same time, just have an appreciation for the things you prayed and worked for.
And tell us one of the things that people or some of the women that you've met should have be, should be grateful for.
We do the lip shit, you know.
You saw the quiver.
He started. Yeah. He started doing. He'd be like. He'd be like.
I mean, I just tell any woman that I give full understanding to, they should be grateful for that, because I could be a conniving individual. I could be a very manipulative person. But when I'm all in and giving you full understanding and transparency, you should definitely be grateful for that, because I don't give that to many people in life in general. And that goes for friends or women, like anybody. If a person like me give me full understanding and transparency, that's a blessing, because I'm built to really, you know, I'm a goddamn.
Yeah, stay on the side you on, again. We are shaking our head. We are not.
I'm trying to be over here. Yeah. But it's a fight, you know what I mean? Because, you know, in life, when you're a person like me, you use that to your advantage, and then after a while, you really want balance. You really want to be a good person. And that's the fight I'm on right now. And I'm just trying to be the best person I can and be the best friend and the best, you know, companion to, you know, the woman I will have in the future when I'm there.
We see the growth. You know what?
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
Now, y'all know y'all got to stop. Y'all got to stop him before he say some wild shit.
Thank you.
Because while we still
Because I really need that help. You know what I mean? Yeah. I appreciate it.
We do be applying pressure, but at the end of the day, I think I can speak for everybody when I say we all want to see the best for each other.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
that's
even
what it's
Rod's
all about.
Like, don't you like that. Because nobody want to see nobody hurt.
Yeah.
Nobody want to see nobody get fucked over.
Right.
And at the end of the day, I can respect that. So.
Thank you.
That's right.
It's a lot of effort.
And on that note, y'all, I think we can wrap this one up. Thank you, Mr. Organic.
Appreciate all you guys.
Thank you, Rod. Thank you, Lou. Thank you, me. Because without me, it ain't no me.
Ain't
okay.
You know I mean? On the contrary.
Lewis is literally the,
talk to
the
him,
balance.
Without, he said, without
talk
me,
to
there
Lewis.
Ain't no me.
Because you never
ain't
know
me.
Who's going to need to be tamed
no
on an episode.
And on that note, we'll see y'all next week.
Out of here.
Bye.